Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What happened, Lee, at the Supreme Court yesterday was a huge, huge deal. The fact even that the case was being argued was a huge deal.
Yeah.
That we can even be allowed to consider the idea that, you know, maybe it's racist to draw special districts to elect black Democrats. And Wall Street Journal doing a really good job of explaining. It's a great article. It's short if you want to read it. Nobody is gutting the Voting Rights Act. That the left is claiming this, and some on our side have picked up the talking points. Yeah, we're gutting the Voting Rights Act. No voting rights. Yeah, Trump's a dictator. So is the Supreme Court. Well, no. What they're actually arguing over is something called the Gingles precedent, which is a completely unconstitutional interpretation. Tangential interpretation of the Voting Rights Act. They point out that actually the Voting Rights Act, which passed in 1965, was a law that it was merely aimed at stopping poll taxes and putting any other barriers in the way of black voters, particularly in the South. They write, the law merely prohibits voting practices that result in a denial or abridgment of the right to vote based on race or guarantees the rights of minorities to participate in the political process and elect representatives of their choice, regardless of race. That's it. That's all it says. So, and it very explicitly denies poll taxes and tests and anything else that might be done to, you know, make it so you can't drive up in your car, go vote at your polling place and go home. It's very simple. And it specifically says that you cannot deny those rights based on race. You have to treat everyone equally. Well, the Supreme Court in Gingles in 1986 took that and created out of thin air a demand, basically, that states draw special Democrat districts for black Democrats, because that's what they ended up doing. Well, what happened was in Louisiana, the Biden administration threatened them, said, you better draw a second black district. We want another district for Democrats. And Louisiana said, okay, we'll draw it so that you don't do it, knowing that it'll be worse because Louisiana's a red state. So here's what's happening. Louisiana drew the district, didn't want to, but certainly didn't want the Biden administration drawing it, and then turned around and sued. So that's what everybody's arguing about yesterday. A lawyer for the NAACP argued that reversing Gingles would be pretty catastrophic. For black people? No. For the Democrat Party. Just 15 of the 60 black representatives, this was part of the argument yesterday before the court, just 15 of the 60 would lose their seats. Why? Because the rest get elected, get this, by appealing broadly to mixed race audiences. In other words, Lee, the vast majority of the Democrat black representatives in Congress can get elected by appealing to mixed race audiences.
In other words, white voters voting for black candidates. Imagine that.
Yeah, like that would never wait. That did happen in South Carolina.
Yes, and has repeatedly.
Right, and didn't we have that black guy? He was president, wasn't he? What was his name? It'll come to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody affiliated with Joe Biden, I think it was.
Yeah, won the white female vote. But yesterday in court, it was argued by the NAACP, and this was actually pretty interesting, and Sonia Sotomayor, that white people, including white liberals, white Democrats and white Republicans don't vote for black candidates. And I'm like, not in this time-space continuum, maybe in a different one. Oh, what she's talking about, but whatever. Ketanji Brown Jackson, though. Oh, my gosh.
Piece of work, huh?
Not the brightest. Proof that we need some kind of IQ test before people are allowed to serve. There's a great headline this morning, the Babylon Bee. Headline, which is a parody site.
Yes.
Headline, Clarence Thomas gently explains to Ketanji Brown Jackson that not all black people are mentally disabled, just her. Ouch. Okay. You're thinking, what did she say that's that bad? Okay. It was this. Everybody's playing this. Holy cow. Okay. She's talking about the People with Disabilities Act, right? Where Congress passed the law saying, listen, if feasible, your building must be made accessible to people in wheelchairs. Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. So here's her explaining how that's the same thing as this.
Congress passed the Americans with Disabilities Act against the backdrop of a world that was generally not accessible to people with disabilities. And so it was discriminatory in effect because these folks were not able to access these buildings. And it didn't matter whether the person who built the building or the person who owned the building intended for them to be exclusionary. That's irrelevant. Congress said the facilities have to be made equally open to people with disabilities.
Okay, so that's her explaining Disabilities Act. Yeah. She actually does seem to understand that one.
Right, yeah.
And this is her explaining how the Voting Rights Act, specifically Gingles, which isn't even in the Voting Rights Act, but whatever, is the same thing, except it's not.
I guess I don't understand why that's not what's happening here. The idea in Section 2 is that we are responding to current day manifestations of past and present decisions that disadvantage minorities and make it so that they don't have equal access to the voting system, right? They're disabled. In fact,
this has nothing to do with access to the voting system.
Some people online were saying, I mean, I'm talking like legal experts were saying it didn't seem like she'd really read the case. Because again, they're arguing about Gingles, which is not part of the Voting Rights Act. That's actually the problem with it. This was a very unconstitutional ruling where the Supreme Court stepped in and went, hey, you know, we'll remedy past stuff by making people draw, black dominant majority black voting districts that really they're going to elect Democrats who otherwise wouldn't get elected.
But that has nothing to do with access to the voting process.
No,
and
it doesn't.
That's where I'm just like, how? Yeah, I mean, that was a nonsensical argument. It just absolutely made no sense whatsoever.
Again, we've already had a black president. The idea that black people don't have access is bizarre. The idea argued yesterday by the NAACP and Sonia Sotomayor that white people won't vote for black people, again, bizarre.
Well, it's just not true that black voters in this country don't have access. There's no distinction there.
Look, I'm from Charlotte, where the black population grew substantially, and I actually did a cover story on this.
Yeah.
About how black voters would not vote for white Democrats in Charlotte. And it was becoming a problem. White Democrats could not win in the primaries. Only black Democrats could. This entire conversation, oh, white people won't vote for black people. First of all, that's not true. Exhibit A, Barack Obama. Exhibit B, Tim Scott, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I could keep going.
Right.
President Trump just endorsed a black guy running down in Florida for governor.
Well, South Carolina Republican Party, Glenn McCaul, the late Glenn McCaul, a black man who was a part of the leadership of the South Carolina Republican Party and part of the RNC from South Carolina.
and you're right. It's easily disprovable, right? I mean, we've had a black man as the head of the RNC, Michael Steele. I mean, it just go on and on and on and on. But here's the thing. Again, black voters don't vote for white Democrats in primaries. I can prove that to you. I covered it for years. But somehow that's not a problem. But the fake problem of some kind of discrimination. And you know, this is the old classic trick. Ketanji Brand Jackson doesn't explain herself. She doesn't explain, okay, how are black people
denied access?
Denied access. How are they so denied access they're effectively disabled? She doesn't explain because it's not true.
Well, because all you're talking about doing when you're talking about redistricting, because that's what this is, they'll want to call it gerrymandering whenever Republicans do it, but it's redistricting. You're drawing district lines. And if the population of a certain district is not consistent with your idea of what the racial profile should be, that's not denying access.
No.
You're still voting.
No.
You know.
And here's what the real problem is, okay? They don't have any facts to stand on. They don't care.
Right.
Harry Enten, pollster yesterday on CNN, said exactly what I told you yesterday morning. He said there's going to be at least, if they throw this out, if they throw out Gingles, it's going to be at least 15 seats lost, if not as high as 19. And then he says once they fix it's called Epsilon. It's this secret formula
you talked about that yesterday.
The scientist, the census scientist, the chief scientist put in place and kept so secret that he refused to even disclose it after FOIA. We finally got it. And what it does is just create Democrats where there are none in order to give away 6 to 8 more districts. And he flat out said, we're going to lose 25 districts if the Supreme Court rules the way it looks like Roberts is going to rule here. The Democrats are going to lose 25 districts, and they've already discovered Epsilon. They're ripping that out of the census formula. It's not going to be used anymore. If we can get two things, Lee, the census redone, and it desperately needs to be done because we've now got proof that was fraudulent, and we can get the Supreme Court ruling, Katie bar the door. It's going to change everything, but we got to get it all done by the midterm so we can get – and I'm not talking about gerrymandering seats or taking something that's not ours. I'm talking about – having an actual Congress that really is the people's house again, that it's not rigged to elect Democrats by the Supreme Court and fraud at the Census Bureau. We should have 25 more seats. Not my opinion. I heard it on CNN. I'll play it for you coming up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The freakout has begun because they're doing the math, and I like the math on CNN better than my math. My count was 25 seats that we always should have had. I did the Battleground America podcast on this yesterday. CNN doing the math, their pollster, saying, look, if they go along with Roberts here on the Supreme Court and they throw out this grotesquely unconstitutional, and Wall Street Journal lays it out, they literally the Supreme Court made this up. It's not in law anywhere. It's called Gingles. I was talking to my son about this the other day. He said, you know, I didn't know all the Supreme Court has the power to do is interpret laws Congress wrote. I'm like, I know. They're not supposed to do anything else. I know. Well, why are they ruling on all this? I don't know. We let them. And I explain these branches from executive to Congress to specifically the judiciary. They take power. They try to take power all the time. The other branches slap them down. Congress didn't want to make hard decisions. They left it to the Supreme Court. And then the school systems, the education system misinformed people that the Supreme Court had a whole lot of power it doesn't have. And I said to him, remember in school you learned and they would show the three co-equal branches? Yeah, that's a crack. They're not co-equal. And I said, remember how they draw them side by side? No, it should be Congress and the president up here and Supreme Court like way down here in the gutter. But the Supreme Court started, you know, just basically creating entire fake bodies of law. This court has been pretty good. You saw this with the abortion decisions. You can't have an abortion ruling at the federal level. Abortion is not mentioned in the Constitution. That means it's reserved to the states. You can't make up some right to an abortion. It's not in the Constitution. Well, neither is Gingles. You must draw Democrat districts to elect black Democrats because black Democrats. No. And it's not in the Voting Rights Act either. Should be thrown out on its face. If this court follows its precedent with they have eliminated affirmative action at colleges, but also kind of what you saw in the abortion, they're going to throw this out. Democrats are terrified of this right now. You know why? We never fought before. It was considered embarrassing to fight, to bring up, well, you'll look like a racist if you point out Democrats are using race to draw black districts by interpreting something into the Voting Rights Act that simply isn't there. In fact, Gingles, that ruling, that precedent, is actually the opposite of what's in the Voting Rights Act, which says you should have access to the ballot box, no poll taxes, nothing in your way, regardless of race. There's nothing about drawing districts for black Democrats specifically. Now, listen to CNN, Kerry Hinton, the pollster, talking about the bloodbath for Democrats here. His math is similar to mine, but it's actually better. He's telling them how they get to 25 more seats for us. Not that we draw ourselves silly districts. We actually do what the Democrats have been doing for years. We redistrict to our advantage in the states we control. When Karl Rove and the Bush regime controlled the party, this was not allowed. Instead, it is being enforced by Donald Trump. No, we're going to do what the Democrats do. This is why you take control of legislatures. Legislatures redraw congressional districts. You draw them to favor you. Democrats do it. It was considered gauche by the Republicans when the Bush party bosses controlled the party because they're all Democrats. And we weren't allowed to do it. Now we're simply taking back what's ours, just as the Democrats have always done, but we're doing it in our states. In addition, he said, you do this ruling, get rid of the fake Democrat racially gerrymandered districts. We're looking at 25 for our side.
There are two things that are going on here. First off, net mid-decade redistricting gains. If both sides max out at this point, there are more Republican gains possible than Democratic gains. Yes, the Democrats might try to counter a Texas and a California, but you go along in the different states and basically Democrats run out of room where Republicans are able to gain and gain and gain.
Because we've never done it
before. If both sides max out, we're probably looking at a GOP gain of seats. That doesn't even take into account the potential gutting of the VRA that is right now going to be in front of the Supreme Court. If you add that in, you could be looking...
The Voting Rights Act.
What? Yes, exactly right. The Voting Rights Act. If you add that in, then you could be looking about adding 10, 12, 15, 17 on top of this seven seats. So I think a lot of folks like myself are looking at this. We're seeing, hey, wait a minute. Those national polls are Democrats are not gaining the way that we expected. Then you add in the fact that the state legislators are adding potentially more GOP seats like they've already done down in Texas, like they've done in Missouri. And then you add in the potential gutting of the VRA. And all of a sudden, it becomes much more difficult for Democrats to gain, especially given that they are not keeping up with their 2017-2018 pace.
And as you said, that also makes it difficult to compare it.
Okay, so if you did the math there, he's just talking about legislative redrawings, right? And if the Supreme Court rules the way it looks like they're going to after those oral arguments yesterday, he's talking what, 22 seats? They should be ours. And you heard him. He's not saying we're stealing them. They should be ours. Again, we just weren't ever, we were never allowed to fight for them when the Bush party bosses controlled the party machinery and you had Ronna Romney McDaniel up there Botoxing her face and filing her nails and spending more money on flower arrangements and flights than updating the voter files, which is why poor Charlie Kirk had to go out and do the whole damn thing himself. That's why he deserves the Medal of Freedom. He literally did the voter registration and sent an army to the swing states of 1,500 ballot chasers. They force marched 400,000 ballots, registered Republicans who were young, not registered, and chased their ballots. That's why Trump's president. Elon Musk did a similar thing too. Actually, he collaborated at times with Charlie. So the Democrats are seeing us actually do the voter ID and voter registration that Ronna Romney McDaniel, who is a Romney and thus a Democrat, was hired not to do. We got her fat butt out of the way. No more free Botox for her on the donor dollar. Can't stand that woman. Anyway, so we got her out of the way. We're doing embarrassing things like suing to get rid of racially gerrymandered seats. Our party bosses never let us do that before. Notice Harry Enten. Again, he's a pollster for CNN. And that whole monologue, does he anywhere say we're stealing anything? We're gerrymandering anything? We're, you know, taking, stealing, drawing districts that aren't ours? No. No, we're just taking what we should always take in. But we let them run them over. We let them run us over. The Bushes were in charge, but they're not in charge anymore. So how many more seats we talking? Yeah, cushion of 22. But there's something else he's not counting. I can get to 30. And that's a game changer. That's a break. That is a break on the clown car in the house. I'll tell you how next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So even CNN agrees with me. The Supreme Court ruling goes our way. Looks like it will after oral arguments yesterday. And it looks like Roberts going to be a swing vote. We're talking 15 to 17, some say as high as 19 districts restored to our column. Districts taken away by a liberal Supreme Court that created racial gerrymandering when it is actually the opposite of what the Voting Rights Act calls for. So this is not throwing out the Voting Rights Act. This is throwing out Gingles, which the Supreme Court made up out of thin air. You will not find, in fact, it's the opposite, the Voting Rights Act. So that's what, 15 to 17, 19 max Republican seats restored that should be ours. And then you just heard him say, if you're listening to this last segment, this is the pollster on CNN. He's raising the alarm here. He's saying, look, Republicans were never really allowed to redistrict in the states that they won because of the Bush party bosses. Now under Trump, he's demanding it. So we are aggressively redistricting. That's when you win a state legislature, that's what you're right to do. The Democrats do it. They take a state legislature, they redraw like that. So we're beginning to do it, whereas we just let it stay, you know, hey, whatever, we'll let the Democrats keep their seats. They're nice people. No, not anymore. Not under Trump. And he said that's another seven seats. We just have not helped ourselves to that are ours. Okay, wait, that's 22. Talking about a congressional majority of 22. Yes. But do you know what he didn't mention? There's a third category we're about to get back. The one stolen from us through fraud in the census. There's somewhere like seven or eight. Through fraud. You'll hear Senator Eric Schmidt refer to it as the COVID formula. And they made up a formula that just happened to put more Democrats into blocks, census blocks, and take out Republicans. It's fraud. It's really fraud, but whatever. Take a listen to this. And you'll hear, I just want to play this for you because it's Senator Eric Schmidt, but it's also Laura Ingraham going back and forth and admitting we never really, it was always considered embarrassing to take seats back from the Democrats that should be ours.
But I think Roberts is that swing vote. But yeah, he's already said in a previous case, in the Harvard case, we need to stop divvying up this country by race. So I'm pretty confident that that the Voting Rights Act will probably be thrown out here.
So, but this has been used since I was a law clerk. This has been used as a cudgel, a political cudgel. And yet lots of like Republicans or conservatives, they knew that this had to go. But a lot of them were afraid to kind of say it, right, because they were, oh, if you say this, you're a racist. And no, it's a constitutional question.
Right. You shouldn't discriminate on the basis of race. And if you want to get rid of discrimination based on race, you should stop discriminating based on race. And I think that's what this case is going to come down to. But the Democrats know the reason why they're kicking and screaming here is they know it means potentially 19 seats are drawn like this, not to mention the five seats that were based on a fake algorithm during COVID to give them additional seats. I think a lot of these kind of institutional ways that the Democrats protected these majorities using race as that cudgel are probably going to go away. And we're going to have districts that, again, are compliant with the constitutional principle that you shouldn't discriminate based on race. Well,
so you take the CNN says 15. We'll go with that number. You take another seven or eight that the Republicans have drawn that have always been ours in our states. We just never took. And we're not allowed to take until Trump took power back. You're at 22. He's talking about five more that weren't even mentioned on CNN. 20, I don't know, 6, 27. There's our majority that we should have right now because we won in a small, it was a landslide. It was a small landslide, but we won. We should have it. We don't. And that's why we can't do a lot of stuff we need to do, like going line by line and doing the cuts. Because we just don't have the majority. The Democrats do. I did my whole podcast on this yesterday. How the Democrats fake the culture and the congressional makeup. This is a center right country, and Congress has not been allowed to reflect that. But that's changing rapidly. You know what else is changing rapidly? The idea that if you're here illegally and you cannot read English and you don't understand the road signs or the rules of the road, just because you're likely to vote Democrat does not mean that you can have a commercial driver's license. Folks, after, you know what's so funny here? The three people who were literally beheaded down there in Florida by that Jack A of an Indian driver, illegal immigrant, tested later by federal highway officials, can't read in English, can't read road signs. But most disturbingly, you remember the video, did not care. He watched people run into his truck as he did that illegal turn. And he's just like, yeah, well, it's like he got hit by a fly. Oh, it splattered. I'll wipe it off later. Gets out. Has basically no reaction. He's looking at dead people beheaded as their car went under. Eh, no reaction. Doesn't care. Doesn't care. We all saw that. It struck a nerve. Remember? It trended in the top 10 story for day after day after day after day after day. I was talking to my boss about it. I was like, wow, I can't believe the staying power of this. And we have 12-year-old raped and murdered and no reaction virtually from the American public. But this got to them. And I think it was because there was video and you could see this illegal immigrant did not give a damn. And even the law enforcement on the scene were shocked by how much he didn't give a damn. Well, then California didn't care either. And they're like, no, Now, we'll still keep handing out commercial driver's licenses to people who can't speak English, because we don't care either. Yeah, well, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says, okay, well, we care, and we're yanking your federal money.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the White House will withhold $40 million in federal funds from California for not enforcing English language requirements for commercial truck drivers.
It's a longstanding rule that hadn't been enforced by prior administrations, but to drive an 18-wheeler, a semi, a school bus, you have to speak English and you have to understand English. Gavin Newsom supports illegals over his own highway patrol to keep the road safe. And so because they haven't complied, we'll use the tools that we have to make sure we make California pay attention to basic safety regulations, which is English language, behind the truck, behind the big wheels of these big rigs.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says that California is the only state not enforcing these English language requirements. You're out on the roads. We all are. Does that make you feel safe and proud of your state?
I'm glad that Secretary Duffy has said no more. Basically, the way to get back at this ultra woke, extreme TDS on steroids attitudes and actions by elected officials in La La Land is basically to hit us where it hurts, unfortunately, and that is ending the federal aid. This is just a beginning. It's long overdue. It's done because we know that when you are driving on the road, you have to be able to navigate and read the signs.
Yeah.
You have to be able to navigate for public safety of innocent people, bystanders. That hasn't been done. Good for Secretary Duffy.
Yeah. By the way, that is the former Democrat Speaker of the House of California. She's like, these people are crazy. I don't even know. So, yeah. But it just goes to show you, this is how, again, when the party had Bush bosses, what the things we were not allowed to challenge, that we could have always taken the lever of power and we didn't. Like, you know, you're not, you know, issuing any more driver's licenses to illegal immigrants who can't read. It's dangerous. California, like, well, whatever, we don't care. We're going to keep issuing those licenses. Gavin Newsom actually came out and said that. He didn't say he didn't care, but that was implied. I mean, you watched three people get beheaded. By the way, those people who got they literally got beheaded. Their car there on the highway ended up going under that semi. Oh, what a terrible way to die. I hope it was quick. You know, they were all immigrants, right? Haitian immigrants. Mm. Democrats don't care. No, they don't care. It's not about any individual life, not even an immigrant. It's about the whole picture. We need illegals to be able to work so they can stay and vote Democrat. And if people die because of it, including other immigrants, we don't care. They're seen as numbers, as votes, not people. Folks, the bullet we dodged. I think about this regularly and I'm just like, oh, thank God. Thank God Trump was able to pull it off. I criticize him sometimes. Nobody's perfect, but, you know, 90, 95% of the time, the guy is on fire in a way we've never seen in our lifetimes. And this is no exception. Wall Street Journal reporting that the UN was on the verge of leveling its first climate tax. How exciting. Climate tax, yay. Oh, yeah. Everybody was, they've been working up to this for several years. And like the other day, Lee said, what is the point of the UN? It's useless. I said, oh, no, the point of the UN is to sit around and wait for global government and then it'll rule. It's what it was created for. It's why it doesn't get in the way of thugs and dictators. That only it enhances its power. It intends to be the biggest authoritarian out there. But it needs a source of funds first, its own very own source of funds. And they almost got it. Because under the Biden administration, they had tremendous buy-in for this global carbon tax that they were going to place on shipping containers. How exciting. Yep. And the vote was actually supposed to be this week. And we've talked about this in the past. They had buy-in for the Euro weenies, of course. And so, yeah. And, you know, if they had won and Trump had not won, this is all we'd be talking about right now. So why aren't we talking about it? Wall Street Journal wrote about it. Well, because the UN has a little problem. See that vote they were supposed to have this week? Yeah, Marco Rubio and Trump made it really clear. Any country that votes to impose this tax out of its ports is getting sanctioned with tariffs. They're going to get walloped with them. So just voting for the tax, even if they don't get enough votes to go through, doesn't matter. You're getting sanctioned and walloped with taxes. Good. Good. Folks, this is how you wield power. These are the levers of power we have always had. And it was going to add a tremendous increase to the price of shipped goods from around the world. And that was going to be borne by Americans. It was going to fund the expansion of the would-be world government body of the UN. But doesn't look like they've got the votes. Oops. Wonder why. That's how you wield power, folks. That's how you wield tariffs.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.